Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am the host of Spiritual Talk Radio, and my name is Psychic Medium Michael. Our guest is supposed to be Aaron Knowlton. He might be running a little bit late. I don't see him in our queue yet. And so, but we are going to keep our fingers crossed and hope that he shows up here shortly. All right. If he doesn't, I'm very capable of reading and doing the show, but we do want Aaron to be here. So something could have came up. I don't know. But we're just going to pray, and hopefully he'll show up here shortly. Okay. I just wanted to let you know what's going on. So, man. There's just a lot of stuff going on. I'm just so excited about what Spirit's doing here, what Spirit's doing in your lives, and I'm just really just waiting to see what Spirit does next. Isn't that awesome, just to see what Spirit does next? I think that's cool. The card for the show today comes from my Gaia deck, and it's the Jewel Within a Teardrop. And on the bottom of the card, it says appreciation, spiritual, and emotional reconnection. And that's what we're doing right now. We're reconnecting with our true self, the true self inside of us, that spiritual self. And so that's what Spirit wants you to do today, is to make that reconnection, you know, reconnect with Spirit. A lot of times it's really easy for us to get off path here and there. And so if you're off path a little bit, that's okay. No judgment, none of that stuff. You just get back on path. It's that easy. Just take one step back on path and make that spiritual and emotional reconnection with the Spirit within you, okay? All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. I would ask for your prayers today. I am not feeling at all very well today, but, you know, sometimes we got to do what we got to do, and that's being on air right now. So I would ask for your prayers. So we're just going to trust Spirit to touch me and stuff like that. Continue to pray for my parents. I would appreciate that. So, and I'm sure they would as well. There's just lots of stuff going on. And, you know, we talked about the other day about how we just have to be flexible and how we have to go with the flow sometimes. And so that's what we have to do. And today might be one of those days that we need to be flexible and trust Spirit. Okay. Spirit knows all things and everything that's going on in our lives. So let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll go ahead and start the show. All right? Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us. And Father, Mother, God, we thank you for the ability to be flexible, for the ability to go with the flow. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for that today. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for Aaron, and I pray that you would just touch him wherever he might be at the moment, and that you would just maybe nudge him a little bit and let him know that he's supposed to be with us. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for him and what you're doing in his life. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this program. We thank you for what you're going to do here and today in this now moment. Because in this now moment, we come waiting to hear from you. We come expecting to hear from you. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray that you would just touch the listeners, that you would continue to touch their lives from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that you would move in their life and in every situation in their life. Father, Mother, God, right now I ask that you would help me completely and absolutely move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And that I thank you for all the things that you are doing in my life. Continue to touch my body and continue to heal me. Continue to be with my mom and dad and touch their bodies as well. And surround all of us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. We're going to go ahead and put on a song. And then if you would like to be a part of the program, you can call in at 347-327-9316. There is a call at the bottom of my queue. That might be our guest, and so I'm going to check that out while we're going to play this song, okay? We'll be right back. An amazing person, amazing reader. And so let's welcome Aaron to the program right now, and let's say hi to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm currently, like, rushed off my feet at the moment, but I am great. I'm loving life and everything as well. How are you?
I am good. I know that you guys are busy there. You're getting ready to move the store and a whole bunch of stuff. Exciting things are going on for you, it sounds like. I keep following your Twitter feed, and sounds like you're doing exciting and amazing things in the UK. So that's an awesome thing.
I really am, but it's very trying. That's for certain. But it's just fun. I love change. I love challenges. So why not? Just try it.
Right. Yeah. Now you've been in business for a long time where you are in Bristol. Is that correct?
I have, yes. I mean, the company's been running for longer than I've actually been working for it. But it's been running for 5 years. The store opened 5 years ago. But now we're kind of starting to expand and open to a bigger premises so we can offer more. And also opening up a lovely coffee bar inside so people can just chill out and relax in the real sort of spiritual energies and just take in the sort of atmosphere. Because you get so many people wandering and they're like, oh, it's so nice in here. It's so relaxing. But it would be nice if I could just sit down and just chill for a bit and have a cuppa. So we listen to our customers, and that's what we've done.
Right, yeah. Well, and it's always nice to listen to your customers. So, but yeah. But, you know, yeah, that's exciting. Well, I mean, it's exciting because, you know, I wish there was more places like that, you know, more spiritual places like that where people can just go and unwind, be themselves, and not worry what people are thinking or, you know, about them or, you know, something that they might say, you know. A place where they're all welcome, and that sounds like that's what you guys are getting ready to open there in Bristol. So, and it sounds
exactly,
exciting
yeah.
for you. Yeah. So now let's catch us up a little bit since you've been here. Might just tell people who you are a little bit, just in case we have a new listener that says, okay, who is this Aaron guy? Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about you really quick?
Of course, well, to be honest, it seems like probably not many people would know because I'm not that well known. I guess obviously I'm a regular visitor. But yes, I am I suppose what you would call a clairvoyant medium. I'm basically somebody who chats with dead people. And I'm based in England. I'm based in the southwest of England, which is in Bristol, as Michael has said. But it doesn't matter where I'm based, I can work globally. I've done reading to people all across the globe. So what I do, I connect with loved ones from the spirit side. I can connect with energy, so I can read energy, I can see that, I can sense, I can taste, I can smell it, so I can sense where people are at that point in their lives. But also I've got a great team of spirit guides who work with me to kind of like help people move forward in their lives and to give them advice and to kind of give them encouragement. So when people ask me a question, I don't always hear that question, but I hear the underlying question to find the best answer for them. Well, I don't, my guides do. I can't really take credit for their work. But I'm always invited all around the UK. I'm always doing lots of different sort of services and demonstrations and what you people in America would call galleries, or we over here would call clairvoyant evenings. I do all sorts of things like that. And I say I do as much as I can, really, kind of on air, so I can touch many audiences. But to be honest, I just do what I'm told to by my helpers and my guides. I'm 21 years of age, and I'm based in England and Bristol, and I do readings for anybody and everybody if they want one.
Right. Yeah, and there's no distance because you could actually, you know, somebody's listening to us that are here in the States, you know, they want a reading from you. You know, all they have to do is get hold of you, and you can do that over the phone. That's what I love technology because it broadens us and where we can reach lots of people. And so that's an amazing thing. I love your energy today. Your energy seems really awesome, Aaron. So I just thought I'd let you know.
Thank you.
Even with all the chaos that's going on around you, your energy seems good. Now, how's the? I know that you're also involved with acting and stuff. Is that correct, or have I got my wires crossed?
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I am. I do. I work for a youth theatre group, and I was a youth theatre and a children's theatre as a volunteer. But a lot of the time, I do also help out kind of running sessions as well. But it's really good fun. And at the moment, they've kind of broken up for summer holidays.
Right.
So we're going to be joining up again in September. But I just love it because it's a new project, and I love working with young people as well because they're so vibrant and creative and just have really kind of great ideas, and I can really connect with them. And I talk about young people. I'm not one of them myself. Younger people, I think.
Right, yeah. Because, I mean, children just have their own energy, and you know, they don't have all of those, a lot of our belief systems, a lot of that stuff, that baggage yet, and hopefully they don't get that baggage. We don't want them to get that baggage. We want them to be carefree and always be open to possibilities and open to the world. Is that correct, Aaron?
That's correct, exactly.
All right. Yeah, because, you know, I know when I was a kid, you know, I was just all open. And then, you know, when people started telling me, you know, I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that, I sort of bought into some of that stuff. And that's never good. And it's hard to get back into the groove of life once you have some of those belief systems that we can work on and get rid of. Now, I noticed that we were talking about subjects for the show. And I noticed that you said that you were talking about the law of attraction and some of the churches that you've been visiting. Now, for people that don't know that, what is that, sort of? I know what that is, but just in case somebody else doesn't.
Well, the law of attraction is a theory that it kind of plays apart all sorts of different things and belief systems, and it kind of knits it into one. It's a really nice theory that I kind of actually practice quite regularly and kind of prove to myself. I'm a big skeptic. Let's put that there right now. I'm a skeptic of all mediums. I'm a skeptic of all sort of new age beliefs. But it's a good way to be, because if you're skeptical, you're questioning, you're asking questions,
right.
You're kind of discovering. So when it comes to things like law of attraction, mediums, things like that, whenever I come into sort of new things, I want to find out the truth, and I look for evidence. I don't kind of put anything to disbelieve straight away. I kind of just go, okay, let's kind of see what's at the bottom of it. And law of attraction so far seems to be proving itself to be very existent in my world at the moment. But what it is, it's the system that says our thoughts are magnetic waves, which is very much recognized anyway, even in the scientific movement. But in the law of attraction, it says our thoughts are alive, that they create things, and they create our own world around us. And what we can do, we can bring things into our lives and manifest and create things into our lives by sending thoughts out, which is great news. At the same time, it's not so great news if you're the kind of person that says to yourself, I don't have the money to go out tonight. I will never be good enough for that promotion. Oh, I don't have the ability to go to that party. I don't do this. I can't do that. I can't do this. And it's terrible news if you're that kind of person, because you've got to manifest that into your life. So you're saying to the universe, because every thought you have, you generate it, releases to the universe, and it bounces back to you. So you think to yourself, I can't possibly do that job. You're not going to get that job. But if you say to yourself that I have the ability to do whatever is thrown in my pathway, you say those thoughts out, you can actually find new patterns, but also the law of attraction gets even better than that. So you can manifest specific things. It's not just sort of generic thoughts that you can send out. You can send out particular things you want in your life, which I've kind of been practicing a lot, which you can kind of send out to the world your ideal partner or your perfect, like your perfect job or your what it really kind of need into your life. So you create this image and you create these positive thoughts and you let them out into the universe. And the easiest and the best way to do law of attraction is to do it in a meditative state, because what it's great to do is get into a relaxing state, and you actually start to visualize what you want in your life. So you visualize your perfect day, and you see yourself going about your everyday path, the people you meet, and you also become aware of the feelings you get. So if you touch somebody, you shake their hand, you can feel that. If there's a certain smell, you're aware of that. If you see something, you're aware of that. If there's a wind in the air, you can feel that on your skin. So you're aware of all your senses. So it becomes as real as possible, which is also very much recognized in psychology. The psychology says that our subconscious can't differentiate between reality and things that are in our heads. So we can actually improve our skills. So here's a good test, tip for you. If you're going for a driving test, like before, visualize yourself doing a driving test, doing really well, and actually passing, because as you do that, your body actually physically gets better. You improve your skills, because your mind, your subconscious doesn't know what's real and what's not. So if you're going to practice something in your subconscious, then you're going to actually start to improve from that. So psychology recognizes that as well, and it's a very much proven fact. So it's something that you can kind of do. So you visualize all these things and eventually you can bring it into your life. That might not happen straight away, but it will happen in time when and if you need it. Because the universe says, I've received your order for a plate of amazingness and the most beautiful person you can find come into your life. Well, let me just find out if we've got any of those in stock a second. And I go and look in the stock and I go and find it. Oh, we haven't got it just yet, but it's on order for you, and we'll get it to you as fast as we possibly can. So that's what the universe does, and it kind of sends you what you can take when and if you need it. But it does listen to those thoughts. So you say to the universe, oh, I can't have that, I can't have the money. The universe will go, yeah, we've got plenty of that. fine. You can have your camps and your don'ts and you won't do that. So I love it because I've practiced it all the time. I've done it with money, although
right.
you should never really do it in kind of greed, but I've done it for money and it has happened. When I've done it to other people, like I've brought money in to help people, it's been worked wonders. But I've done it
right.
to bring in money for selfish needs. It's disastrous. I
right.
got the money, but the way how I got it wasn't the nicest way. It wasn't very lovely at all. But I've done it in creating my coffee shop, in creating my new business venture. I've been selling that
right.
full title many, many times over the past couple of years, and it's come into fruition. And it's amazing. It really does work.
Yeah, it definitely does work. I've done it in my own life. You know, there's times that I'll wake up and I'll go, man, you know, I would like to have so-and-so mini readings today. And by the time I even get that
yeah.
thought out, I'll go through my email and there they are, you know. And so, you know, because Spirit wants to bless us, you know, Spirit wants to give us, you know, those things that we want. But, you know, the one thing that I liked, one thing that you said, Aaron, and then we're going to be taking some calls here if you don't mind. But the one thing that I really liked was that you said that you were bringing money in and you know, to watch our motives. You know, I think that when we put, you know, what is our intent? You know, and I think that's very important to you know, have out there. You know, especially when we're manifesting. Why do we want this? You know, is it to help other people, you know, things like that? Or is it just to have that greed? You know, because there's a lot of people, unfortunately, there's a lot of people still out there in the world that are focused on that greed thing. It is gradually going away, and I'm glad, but it's still out there. And so we got to be careful about that. We got to watch our intent. Would you agree with that?
I would. And as I said, like, if you do send those thoughts for selfish reasons and for greed,
right.
it comes back and the karma still is in very much emotion in that as well. I mean,
right.
you may get what you want, but it's not in the best way you want it, and you find actually it kind of has a negative repercussion on you. So always, and saying is known for years, isn't it? Be careful what you wish for, and I think that really does play a part in law of attraction.
Definitely. Now, in case somebody wants to get hold of you, could you give us your website, please?
I can, yes. You can visit me on my website at www.aaronnorton.net. You can find the link actually in the description of this page. If you scroll down, it says find out more about Aaron. Just click that link, you'll be able to find my page. And on there we'll have my website, my email address, sorry, which is me@aaronnorton.net. And also my telephone number if you're UK-based. I wouldn't recommend calling it if you're not UK-based, because that will cost you a fortune. But I can offer you a telephone reading, but I'll phone you so you don't have to pay those stupid international bills. So do check out my website. Pop me an email or Facebook message.
Yeah, calling the UK might be a little expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have billions of dollars, I guess you could call the UK if you want. Yeah, you know, get hold of Aaron. I mean, he's an awesome guy, and so he would love to help you in any way that he can. So Aaron, are you ready to take some calls here, or would you like to do that?
I am. Yes.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to meeting some of your listeners.
Yeah, we got some people that are patiently, hopefully patiently waiting for you. So let's go ahead and get Brittany on here. Brittany, you're on with Aaron. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Hi, Brittany. I am really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I just wanted to ask you a quick question. I wanted to know what Spirit had to say in regards to my career or what you see around that.
Okay. I'm having a look now, and I'm looking at it from an energy link. So I'm kind of when I work with Spirit, they kind of show me it in different ways, and they're showing me this in an image, and they're showing me the kind of colors and how energy works. And what they're showing me at the moment is they can't see your desires and your dreams and your wishes to build this career. But on the outside, I'm seeing a strange sort of blockage. It's like there's a blockage just around you. So it's like you're trying to progress into something, and it's like you are just hitting a brick wall after brick wall after brick wall, and you're not really progressing through that. And Spirit is very aware of this, and they're showing this to me in this wonderful image. But I feel the reason this blockage is actually comes internally, because the way it's showing me is kind of just these kind of grays and these dark grays as well there. But it's looking like it's internal emotions and kind of a little bit about what I was saying with law of attraction, where you're kind of saying, I can't do it, or I'm not sure, and it's these kind of insecurities. But you know what? If you do want these things and you want to go for it, you can do, and you can really trust that. Now, what I am saying for you is that there is an opportunity coming for you, but I just feel it's kind of a little bit slow at the moment. It does feel like you're treading very carefully and very slowly up to it. It's a bit like when a dog kind of sees something it has, it doesn't recognize, and it kind of checks it out a little bit, and then it gets closer, it might sniff it a little bit before it kind of is definitely sure and dives straight in. And this is kind of the feeling I'm getting. It's like, I'm not quite sure if I want to, but I definitely feel it's going to be getting there gradually. But it does feel the ultimate ending to this feeling will be that it'd be the great thing for you that you kind of need. And I feel it's kind of a step up for you. But I feel the reason it's kind of holding you back a little bit here, not only is it your own insecurities, your own worries and things like that, but also what I'm feeling is it's not quite the right time as well. I feel like whatever it is you're kind of trying to move into, I just feel like it isn't the right time, the right place and the right people, if you know what I mean. It's like it could be, but it's not perfect. But I feel this situation which will be coming in for you, and I'm being shown 3 months here, the situation that will be coming in for you is going to be the perfect feeling for you, because it's nothing worse than going into a job that you kind of hate and stuck there for 3 years or something like that. But this is how I'm feeling, is that this is going to be something good that kind of happens. But Spirit are watching your back as well. I feel there is, you've got a lot of help from Spirit side. I feel you've got quite a team behind you. And I feel you kind of communicate a lot to them, saying, please can you help me with this, please can you help me with that. And I think we hear you and try our best. But they can kind of only nudge you in the right direction. So I want to say as well, please, that you're not quite listening to what they're saying. So I feel they're trying to get a message through to you in your everyday life that you're just not quite catching. But if you can't quite hear it, say to them, look, Spirit, please send that in a different way. And they will try and find other means, because they're not always certain if you've received the message or not. So please do that. But I feel what they're trying to say is that in your everyday life, they're trying to get all of these nudges. It's like sometimes you'll miss it slightly and you might get it slightly wrong. But what they're trying to say, please trust us and listen to your gut instinct. When you get that feeling in your stomach, just go for it, because they really are trying to work well with you. But they're saying as well, because they're kind of merging a little bit away now. I know I shouldn't really talk too much longer, because I know there's loads of calls probably. But they want to merge away slightly away from your career, slightly into your personal life. And they want to say, look after yourself, please, and to also remember that you deserve the best that you can possibly get ever. I think what they're trying to say is, remember, you've got a bit of self-worth as well, to look after yourself. And I don't really want to open up too much because we're here live on air, but all I want to say is just remember to look after yourself. Remember, okay, it's great to put your dreams and ambitions first, but remember to look after you, because you might not be able to reach them if you're not feeling 100%, but just kind of give yourself a bit of self-love, give yourself a bit of a cuddle, a bit of a warm bath, and have the candles on the go, but also to kind of give yourself that loving. But I just want to say, forget everything else at the moment. Just focus on your career. That's what I want to be focusing on, your career and yourself, looking after number one. But you will get there. Just keep sending those thoughts and dreams out. And remember, you can do it. And whatever you want to do, you can achieve. And remember, every day has the potential to be the best day of your life. I hope that helps.
Oh, that helps so much. Thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Let you get a word in edgeways.
Thank you.
All right.
So
bye, Brittany.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was awesome, Aaron. That was great. That's a good way to start. Let's keep on rolling here. You're on a roll, so let's keep going. If you need a break, Aaron, just holler at me, okay? All right. Let's talk to Kay. Kay, you're on air with Aaron. Go ahead.
Hi, Aaron. Hey, Aaron. Just last week, I called Time Warner that I belong to. For my phone service, you know how much they charge for 30 minutes to call the UK? $1.23.
Oh, my God.
I just thought and that was to Southampton in England. $1.23 for 30 minutes. So it was darn cheap. I just thought I'd say that.
Wow.
Right. Well, that's why I said it's really not as bad as you think it is. Huh?
Well, that's all right, then. As long as I don't know. I mean, I get 3 minutes. But if I've got to pay over a cent, then I'm moaning.
Uh-huh. All right. My question is, see what you see for me in the near future.
Okay. So I just have like a generic reading. Okay. Let me see what I can pick up for you then.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'm seeing you're a lady who is okay. Sorry. So, if you could see me, you'd be able to see that. Okay. Let me just clear that slightly. Right. There are some people that want to work with you, my dear. People really kind of trying to come fast and quick there. They're telling me that you've real got a strong ability there to connect with spirit, please, and you've got that real ability you always are doing. I'm feeling you kind of work a lot more with energy, more than kind of community, though, because literally, when I tried connecting with you, it was, I could barely speak, as you could hear. But I felt my hands, I just was rubbing my hands, and I was creating this sort of energy generation around them. It's kind of feeling I wanted to give some healing and some love as well. So I feel you're very much kind of an energy worker where you give healing on a hands-on basis, and you kind of do it that way. okay. Oh, I'm feeling really hot now as well. I'm feeling quite unagitated. Right, okay. Thank you. Put that away. Wow, they are coming in strong for you. Okay, what I'm feeling as well at the moment, in your present life, where you are here and now, I'm feeling that you're kind of waiting. It's like you're feeling, like you're waiting in anticipation for something to happen. It's like you just, you know something's about to happen, but you don't quite know when. And I'm really feeling like, I'm feeling impatient, as it were. I'm feeling restless, I'm feeling sort of hot and bothered about it as well. Okay. And I'm asking for some information to kind of see what exactly is going on. Well, okay, they're telling me, be prepared at this moment, because I'm seeing this sort of restlessness that's going on for you at the moment. It's because something's going to happen for you in the next, very soon, actually. I feel it's going to be quite a shift in your life, and I know you probably want to know about near future, and that's very much what they're giving you. There's going to be a shift in you, kind of what you're doing and how you're doing it. And I'm not quite sure exactly where we're going. I'm feeling like it's quite a big shift. There are a lot of things that are just happening. It's like, the symbol they're giving me is the Big Bang. So it's like this one big explosion that turns into just a multitude of things and creates so many sort of avenues and different journeys and different life forms. And I feel this is kind of what they're showing it to me in this way, because it's like one thing is just going to trigger, and I'm not sure whether it's a job or a house move or something like that. They're not showing me. But what I am seeing is that, whatever it is, loads of things will start to happen after, like a ripple effect, as it were. So seeing different people in your life is going to be... So if it is a house move, your job will change. Or if it's a job move, it'll be a different house. I don't know. I just feel like one thing will happen, and it's a trigger of all sorts of things. But in this period of time, I just feel it's kind of... You need to just be prepared. In fact, it's quiet before the storm, in a way. And just really kind of watching around and... just waiting for something to happen. But I'm saying, don't worry, because this thing that's going to happen, a bit like the last caller, it's going to be really for the benefit, and it's a real positive change for you, and it's kind of been needed for a while. And it's been kind of in your dreams and your own sort of, like, manifestations that you've been sending out to the universe. And it's like, yeah, we're hearing you, and it's on its way. But then you probably know as well as I do, spiritual time is sometimes not that great. They're like, yeah, it's going to be soon, and soon can be any time between 0 years to like 1,000 years. But no, I do definitely feel this is on your doorstep. So it's going to be very, very soon. Things are going to suddenly just fall into place. It's like a game of Tetris, in fact. It's like all the blocks are just hitting into place, and eventually you go up a level. But it's kind of just keep holding on, because what they're telling me is that it's going to be a bit of an interesting transition for you. It's a bit of a bumpy ride there. We're just saying, hold on and just trust your intuition and really kind of don't let go of your dreams and where you want to end up. Because they're telling me that you're very sensitive and you can really kind of fly off the handle with me. If something upsets you, that's it, then you'll be really distracted and go off in a different direction. But they're saying, stay focused and keep moving forward. Okay.
So
I'm asking to kind of... go ahead.
No, go ahead. I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
I was just going to try and ask if there's anything else you kind of want to add to that, to kind of add more clarification. But I want to say, add to that, to talk a little bit about your past. I'm just saying that you've been such a strong person up until this point, and you've gone through many different interesting challenges, but you always seem to manage to fight off any sort of demons or warriors or whatever. And they really want to, they just want to extend their pride and their love for you. So they're just saying that you can do anything. Any situation that's thrown at you, you can deal with it. But they're saying with this change, you need to be really sort of, as I said, focused and kind of determined, but also have a bit of compassion with it as well. So allow your emotions to kind of come forward a little bit. Because what they're telling me is you kind of build this barrier up where you power through, but you kind of ignore your emotions because you're afraid of getting hurt. And I feel that's what they're saying, is just this time, let a little bit of emotion go into it, add a bit of flair and creativity and a bit of your personality there. But they're saying you can tackle anything. You come through this far, there's nothing going to stop you.
Well, you know what? Basically, you told me what other people telling me and everything. And, I'm a psychic myself, and I have not been working at it a whole lot, you know, and everything. But sounds okay. And I know it's been a little hard, you know, and everything for me. I'm in AA and feel like I deal with some people and I'm not dealing with them like I should. So maybe that's one of those steps, you know?
Yes, definitely. But I feel that this change, not only does it change your sort of physical world as well, it's also your spiritual. I feel everything and everything would be like changing inside you. I just feel it's like a new lesson for you and a new chapter altogether. But so the transition will be kind of hectic and chaotic. But as you get through that, you'll get to the end and you'll be like, oh, that all makes sense. And it all kind of fits into place and now I know where I am. But it's like, it's that feeling of just waiting for the storm to happen. And the storm is chaotic and crazy, but once that storm goes, it's clear, it's fresh, and you kind of get a better understanding of things. But they're saying just trust and keep going, because I just feel like you don't feel like you're on the right path at the moment, but don't worry, cause it will all fit into place shortly. It's all part of the bigger picture.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate talking to him. Hey, I did make you friends on Facebook just a few, right before you came on, and you did send me an okay. So, thank you.
Oh, good. Nice meeting you on Facebook.
All right. Thank you, Kay. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's try to squeeze. I think we can squeeze another call in here really quick. Let's go ahead and talk to Kara. You're on with Aaron. Hi.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Go ahead.
You're more than welcome. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good to hear. Do you have a question for me?
I do have a question. Actually, it's a romance-related question. I'm seeing somebody right now. I'm not really sure what's going on. I don't think it's going to move forward. But I wanted to know what you see with me in terms of romance and actually meeting, you know, the right person.
Okay. What I'm seeing in the relationship I'm in at the moment, I feel it's kind of, it feels a little bit unbalanced at the moment. It feels like somebody's more into it than the other person. So I just want to give that warning there to you. It just feels like there is one of these, I'm not sure it's yourself or the other person involved, but I feel that somebody is more interested than the other. So just be prepared. I'm just going to see what I can pick up to.
I'm sorry, what'd you say about the imbalance part?
I just feel that one person is a little bit more interested than the other person. I feel there's going to be just a slight little bit of confusion there. But just if you do want to walk away from it and you've made that decision, make sure the ties are completely cut off and closed and that's a done deal. Because I do feel like somebody's a little bit more interested than the other, but I'm not sure where that is. I'm just seeing a set of scales that just aren't balanced. What I am feeling for you is that you're a very romantic person. You kind of react a lot with your heart, and you just jump straight in head first. You just want to just be in love. You love the idea of being in love, and I love that about you because I'm the same.
Uh-huh.
And it's like you're kind of searching for your soul partner. And what I want to say to you is that you know as much as I do that there is somebody out there for you. Your soul partner does exist out there, but it's just trying to find them. And I want to say you're doing a great job so far by trusting your gut, by saying, I'm not sure this is going so well, so I'm going to just accept that and move on. And that's great. You should really trust that gut instinct that comes from your heart and from your soul as well. But what I am feeling for you, that there is somebody that will be coming in for you, but I don't feel it's some time. So what I want to say, because the question you're asking is, what can I see in regards to your relationship and what can I see in regards to your love life? The real question that Spirit has given to me underneath that is, what do you need to make you happy? And I feel that's kind of what needs to be on level at the moment. So what the Spirit is going to say to you at this present time is start to kind of just make yourself feel that pleasure that you would feel from somebody who gives you that love. Not that I'm saying head off to any of those adult shops or anything, but I mean, if you want to have a bit of sort of like, if you want to feel romance and things like that, you can take yourself off to a cinema or off to a nice meal with some friends or something like that. Because I feel at the moment, I just want to be kind of loving you a little bit. And I thought we need to kind of figure out exactly what it is you're looking for out of a partner. So I thought I need you to kind of go, hey, what is it that I actually want that will make me feel complete? Because I feel that although I'm the spirit will want to say to you, hey, it's fine, you can be yourself, you can be independent, you can just go out there and you can give yourself all the happiness. I'm feeling you on a psychic level, and I'm going, yeah, no, I feel this lady needs somebody in her life to give you that final piece in that jigsaw in a way. So we're compromising here with spirit world and kind of your energy. And they're saying, okay, fine, look after yourself for a bit to figure out what you need and kind of who you need in your life. So I feel you're kind of not sure, you're just going in head first all the time. But it's like, I want you to do a bit of like an analysing sort of thing. I saw a film, oh, what was it? P.S. I Love You. And there's a woman in there, and she goes around and she's like, hey, do you have a job? What's your name? Are you married? Are you single? And she's asking all these questions. And it's hilarious. But I thought this is kind of what you need a little bit. Not so much like her. I just feel you kind of need to go, does that not that hit my checklist? Okay, yes. Okay, what about the next one? And kind of tick it off. And if they do meet all your criteria, to kind of get that high standard and go, okay, yeah, fine, I'll let you take me on a date, I'll let you wine me and dine me. But it's just at the moment of saying, please give yourself some love, give yourself a little bit of self-worth and self-value, and remember that you are deserving of the best guy out there, and then, or girl, if that's kind of what you need. But to kind of go, okay, this is who I am, this is what I want, and then send that out to the universe, because I just feel you need to kind of just get back to base a little bit. But there is somebody for you, but not quite yet. I think you've got a bit of a journey to go yet before you can kind of meet your one, as it were.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank
does
you.
That help, I hope?
Yeah, it does. It's just, I mean, I don't know, like he said about the make yourself happy, is like, you know, it's like you want somebody in your life even though you know they're not the right person, so you're like, I'll date Mr. right now, but they always get on your nerves, so I don't know sometimes.
That's exactly what I was trying to say. Don't settle for second best. You deserve the best. So make sure you go out there and find that person. And that's kind of what I was saying. Don't just settle, because you do deserve more than just somebody who, okay, they're nice, they buy me flowers, but they do get my nerves. They have different political views, and actually they're not very compatible. But they're nice, though. Let's see how they think. No, you don't want that. You don't want that. You want somebody who kind of sweeps you off your feet, and every time you wake up in the morning, you feel like you're falling in love again. And I feel you do deserve that, and there is somebody that is out there for you. So just trust in that, and just to keep walking your path.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, there is somebody coming into your path. I agree with Aaron, so just hang in there, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, and, you know, and yeah, that I agree with that, Aaron. I mean, you know, a lot of times, one thing I've noticed a lot of times in my own life and other people's lives, you know, sometimes we just settle for that person. And Spirit doesn't want us to settle. Spirit has that special someone for all of us, including me, including you, including our caller that would just call in. You know, there is that person. I think what happens with us, Aaron, is we get impatient. You know, we go, okay, I want it right now. You know, would you agree with that? I mean, in your own life? I mean, I don't know your personal life at the moment, but would you agree that sometimes, you know, we get in a hurry, and sometimes we fall into those not very good relationships. And then we have to learn those lessons and move on. Yeah. You agree with that?
I do. I completely agree with you. I mean, I'm like it all the time. I'm so impatient, especially when it comes to love. I mean, I love love.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit like the lady that just called. I want to feel complete in a relationship. So sometimes I make some bad choices because I'm like, I'm going to settle for second best. But you really shouldn't. You should just expect the best from the world, and you need to find somebody who not only makes you feel good but complements your soul and your pathway and make sure you go in the right direction. I think that's what I look for anyway.
Well, right, and every, you know, the one thing I've learned, Aaron, because I'm a little older than you, and I've had a few relationships here and there, but you know, the one thing I've learned is everybody that comes into our lives, no matter, you know, what kind of relationship that is, be it romantic or whatever, they come into our lives to teach us something about ourselves or about the world around us. And would you agree with that?
Yes. Well, every single person that we meet, whether it's in a relationship or work colleague or whatever, they have some sort of impact. And I mean, I kind of keep, as you may have seen on my Twitter, that I kind of keep dreaming of an ex-partner from years ago. And so we said, oh, just cut the ties, which I have done. I've forgiven, I've forgotten, I've let go.
Right.
But still, that person made an impact on my life, so it just makes me the person who I am today. So, yeah, every single person.
Right. And, you know, you come across a lot of people, you know, doing the work that you do. You know, you go to different churches. But everybody has something. You know, the one thing I'm learning is everybody has something to give. And, you know, that we have to receive. It's like when I talk to you, when you're on the program, you know, I'm hearing little things that you're saying to the callers, and I'm going, man, you know, sometimes I take that and I go, wow, that's awesome. because the one thing that I tell people with these kind of shows, or even like a clairvoyant evening or, you know, a gallery sitting, you know, if we're reading for somebody else, you might hear something that say, man, that's for me. You know, because Spirit's talking to everybody. Spirit's just not talking to one person. You know, so there might be something that you grab in your spirit that says, hey, you know what, I think they might be talking about me. You know, so I would pay attention to every call and everything that is said on a shows like this or stuff like that. Now, is there anything else exciting coming up for you besides the shop? Anything going on that you got in the works or?
Well, I mean, I'm always kind of doing something for Spirit. I'm always doing, going places, seeing people all the time. I mean, as you know, I've also got a Blog Talk Radio account on here. I kind of also run a show, but I haven't done it for a couple of weeks because I've needed some time out just to kind of focus on the business. But it will be coming back with a bang in October because it's going to be our year's anniversary then. So we're getting, for the first show, we're getting four guests on there. We're getting all sorts of different wonderful guests. And I want to invite you back on, actually. I keep meaning to send you an email, but, you know, the time just flies by.
Right.
But I'm always doing something. So obviously, you can find all that information on my website. I know a lot of your listeners would kind of tune into a lot of various shows. I mean, like, it's nice seeing this community build between everybody. So feel free to check it out. But also, I'm traveling, people in the UK, I'm traveling to all sorts of places. I'm obviously in Bristol quite a lot. I'm also going to be going off to Nates, which is part of Bristol, really, but it's outskirts. I'm also off to Reading as well. So if anybody in the Reading area, feel free to visit me there as well. So I'm always traveling, working through. I'm also Bath as well. I'm visiting Bath quite a lot. So come and check me out and come and visit me. I'm all the stuff on my website. But next year we'll be doing our usual clairvoyant evenings again because we did them about a year or so ago for 2 years. And then we're taking a gap year this year because so much has been going on, moving house, moving business and things. So we will be starting up again next year doing sort of clairvoyant galleries across the UK. So feel free to keep your eyes peeled on that as well on my Facebook. So my Facebook is wonderful. I'm always updating it, or Twitter. So you can follow me on there. All the links are on my website, which can be found on the main description of the radio.
Right. And yeah, and so, and that's awesome that things are coming up. We're going to have to get you to the States. We're gonna have to figure a way. We're gonna have to manifest you here. So, but yeah,
I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm thinking about having an all day workshop, and I was thinking, man, it would be nice if I could get Aaron to be a part of that later on in the year. So we'll have to see what happens, but that would be awesome. But, you know, yeah, you know, because Spirit can do all kinds of amazing things. And, you know, and the one thing that we have to do is stop limiting Spirit, you know, saying, okay, this isn't going to happen, you know, or things like that, because Spirit can do all kinds of stuff. I'm sure you've seen it in your own life and seen it in your family's life because you've come from a long line of spiritualists and you know, psychics and mediums. So you've been around this for a while. You know, it's not like you just started. You've been around this. It's in your family. Is that correct?
Yeah, it all. I mean, I've been in the movement myself for about 8 years. So I started at a very young age, 13. But my mum's a medium as well, and I always worked with her. Whenever we're doing platform work, we'll see us together. And my granddad was a medium, and he now works with me for the spirit side. And his parents were spiritualist ministers. They set up a church that still runs to this day. And I even go far back as gypsies as well. So you kind of like the people that was the crystal balls on the end of the pier. It's been many generations.
Many, many, many generations. Well, Aaron, it's that time for me to unfortunately say goodbye to you so we can wrap up the program here. But it's been a privilege and an honor to have you back with me, and I'm looking forward to being on your show. I was going to ask you about your show because I've seen that you hadn't been on, but I also know that there's been some personal stuff going on in your life and then the business, you know, also moving the business. So I understand why you took a little bit of break there. But, you know, I'm glad you're coming back. so we'll be looking. Yeah, because I'll go over there and I'll go, okay, is everyone going to have a show today? And there's no show, but I'm glad you're coming back. And because I love listening to you. I love, you know, listening to your show. I'm there sometimes as a guest, so you don't know I'm there. But you know, I just like popping in shows sometimes. And if I'm over there and people recognize me, then they're asking me, you know, do you want to do a reading or do this and that? And sometimes I just want to listen. But Aaron, it's an honor to have you here, and we're looking forward to all the things that you're going to be doing, and all the things Spirit's going to be doing through you in the future. So, and we'll have you back in the future sometime. But I appreciate you coming on today. You have a great day, okay?
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. And as I'm now going into being into full-time self-employment, I'm coming back with a bang. There'll be no getting rid of me. I'll be all over YouTube and the radio and all sorts. So you'll be seeing a lot more of me, Michael. thank you so much for inviting me. I love being on this show as always.
All right.
So I'll catch you soon.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. All right, bye-bye. All right. And if we didn't get you on with Aaron, I do apologize. We're just running out of time. But we do appreciate you listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. You can get hold of Aaron by following the link right here on our Blog Talk show page. Or you can go over, which I'm going right now. You can go to his website, which is www.aaronnoton.com, I believe. If that's not right, it will tell me here in a minute. All right. So, all right. Oh, that's not right, so don't go there. All right, follow the link. Hey, guys, I'm not feeling good today. Give me a break, okay? But follow the link to his website. You can also you'll find a picture of him. There's not a link there yet. Will be there is a picture of him at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You'll be able to click on his picture here shortly, and then go to his website. So that would make it easy, okay? It's not there yet, so don't click on his picture. I'll have that done here in a few minutes. All right? So that's one way to get a hold of him. So, Aaron, thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure having you here. And just awesome energy. You know, every time he's here, you know, I can just feel his energy. And every time he's here, I see growth in him. I hear it. I can hear it in his voice. I can feel it in his spirit. And that's what we all need, you know, and that's what we're all going. We're all awakening, constantly awakening. You know, it's like with me. I mean, every single day, I don't know if you guys have been feeling this, but every single day, every single moment, I feel an energy shift. It feels like something falls off of me and something is new planted in me by spirit. And that's what we need to do, and that's what we need to allow to happen, is we need to allow spirit to begin to work in our lives. And how we do that, you know, Aaron was mentioning it to one of the callers, is meditation, you know, quieting our minds. Our minds are extremely busy a lot of times, and busy really creating chaos. So we got to really watch that. You know, I'm sure that Aaron would agree with me, because we got to really watch what we're thinking. You know, he mentioned that when he was talking about the law of attraction. You know, we got to be careful what we're putting out there. You know, what are we saying? What are we thinking about? You know, because that is creating something. Everything that you say creates something. Okay? That's just the way it is, guys. It's a law. It's a law of attraction. So if you say, hey, you know, I'm depressed, guess what you're going to get? Depressed. If you're saying, hey, you know what? I see blessings coming my way. You know, I one thing I liked when Aaron was talking to one of the callers, you know, he was saying, you know, was talking, I forgot who exactly he was talking to at the moment, but, you know, he was talking about that they were very capable of, I think they asked about a job or something like that. And you know, he was saying that that ability was inside of them and very capable. You know, a lot of times that's what we're thinking. And spirit wants to bless us. Again, it goes back to the law of attraction. It goes back to what are we creating and what are we bringing into our lives. We got to believe that the spirit within us can do all kinds of amazing things through us. I want to say that again. I need to make bumper stickers. But the, you know, now if I can't say that again, I think I just lost that train of thought. But You know, the spirit within us can create amazing things through us if we allow that to happen. You know, Aaron allows that to happen in his own life. And, you know, just amazing things are going on in our world. And in your life right now, there's amazing things happening, okay? Just allow them to happen, guys. Allow it to happen, okay? Don't get impatient. Your miracle is on its way. We do appreciate you listening to the show. I am going to go ahead and wrap it up. And you have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. If you would like to get hold of me, you can go to my website at www.insightswithmichael.com. You can go check out things over there. Continue to pray for me. I would appreciate it. As soon as this show is done, I'm going to go lay down for a little bit. Continue to pray for me. I don't know exactly what's going on with me, but I will tell you I'm not feeling 100%, guys. So I would appreciate your prayers. If you're a Reiki master or you got Reiki energy inside of you anyhow, just rub your hands together. Let's do it right now, actually, because I'm not feeling good, guys. So let's go ahead and rub our hands together, and we're going to use a point of contact. You can go over to my website. There is a picture of me. There's a video over there. You can use that as a point of contact, or you can just visualize me. You can just say my name, and that would work as well. And then what you want to do as a point of contact, you can put your hands on your laptop or on your phone or on your tower if you have a tower, and you could use that as a point of contact. But we're going to go ahead and ask Spirit to touch me. And if you want to send me energy, that would be awesome. You know, the one thing that I've learned in my religious journeys and in life in general is one or more gather, you know, spirits in the midst of that, and we can do amazing things together. And so let's pray right now, okay? And I'm going to be praying for you as well. You know, somebody wrote the other day, they wrote me an email, and they go, Michael, we love it when you pray. There's power in your prayer. And the reason why there's power in prayer, you know, I don't take any credit for that. That's just Spirit working through me. But when I pray, I believe that what I'm asking for is going to happen. Okay? So, you know, I got an event coming up. I cannot be sick. Okay, so we're going to not see me sick. We're going to see me whole. We're going to see me healthy, and we're going to do that right now. Okay, from the top of my head, Father, Mother, God, we just ask you right now. I'm going to come to you right now for me to begin with, and I ask that you would touch me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet as my listeners send me positive healing energy. I accept that. Only positive healing energy that I accept, and I ask that you would touch me right now. Whatever this is, I ask you to touch it, and I believe that it is done, and I believe that I will be feeling 100% by the end of the day. Father, Mother, God, right now, I just pray for Aaron and his mom and this move. I don't know exactly why you're directing me to do this, but this is what you're directing me to do, and this is what I do. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray for Aaron. I pray that you would continue to move in his life, that you would continue to direct him in everything that he says and everything that he does. And Father, Mother, God, as he uses the law of attraction, I pray that you would bless the socks off of him. That you would just bless him beyond anything that Aaron could imagine. And I pray right now that you would heal any area of his life that might be causing him any confusion or any pain or anything in his life. I ask you to heal him right now. Father, Mother, God, right now I focus on his mom, Jill, and I ask that you would help her. You know, that you would help heal anything that's in her life, any blockages, remove those. Continue to bless her. Continue to lead and guide her. Continue to amaze her every time that she opens up to you. Bless their business as they go into a new adventure. Here in just a few weeks, they're going to open a brand new shop. This is a brand new step for them. Bless that business. I want them, that first week, I want them to have customers and customers and customers. I ask that you would bless their business and bless them both in their journey together. And just lead and guide and direct them. Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for the listeners of this program. I pray that you would just bless them today, that you would help them in every area of their lives. And Father, Mother, God, that you would continue to lead us and guide us and direct us in all areas of our lives. Give us that wisdom, that guidance, and that understanding. But more above all of these, give us love for one another and love for ourselves. For you said that we should love our neighbors as ourselves, but it starts with us loving us. So if there's somebody listening to me right now, just teach them how to love them so they can love others as you taught me. Father, Mother, God, right now, I thank you for this program. I thank you for what you've done here today. And I thank you for what you're going to do in the future. And we say namaste. And we say amen. Man, John Tursky with me tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central. What can I say? John, I mean, he's awesome. He's been here before. Then I have Cynthia, I believe that's right, with me on Thursday at 5 p.m., okay? So some great things coming up on the program. Join me tomorrow with John Tursky at 5 p.m. Central. I'm sure he would appreciate it. Amazing reader, okay? He's been on my show, and I believe he's also been on Aaron's program. So he'll be here tomorrow. All right, you guys, you be you, I'll be me. And together, we'll get there. I'm going to go get some rest now. We'll get there, I promise. So, God bless you, and God bless our world. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central. Thank you again for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. If you would like to drop me an email, you can do so at youareawakening@gmail.com. Let's find a song here and close out with this one. All right, bye-bye.
Tell me how high